Hello, everyone, and welcome to the ABC Storytime Podcast. I'm Jane, or 小花老师。
And I'm Grace, 小毛老师。We are two mamas who want to raise bilingual littles, specifically in Mandarin and English. Jane and I have known each other for quite some time through church. We have been there for each other through different life stages, such as graduation.
Go Jackets!
Go Dogs! Marriage and motherhood. We have both prided ourselves in being bilinguals, but when it came to raising little bilinguals, we realized it was so much harder.
Mm-hmm. My husband is American and only speaks English, so in our household, we try to implement the one parent, one language method with our toddler. But Grace, I just find myself resorting back to English because that's the language that I feel more comfortable in and my husband and I speak in. And I know that you, as a speech-language pathologist and as my dear friend, always tell me that stories are one of the best ways to promote a child's language learning. But yeah. I don't think I realized until I became a mom how difficult it was to find children's books in Mandarin, and also when I do find them, how expensive they were.
Oh, yeah. Oh, growing up in Taiwan, books were so cheap. Actually, I got a lot of books for free. I don't think my own mom had to put this much effort into teaching me Chinese, because Chinese was everywhere. And yes, storytelling is honestly one of the best tools for language acquisition, especially in children, because it not only catches their attention, but it has so many opportunities for learning new concepts and vocabulary.
And as Grace and I started talking, we believe that many of you out there may be experiencing similar challenges as we are. So, drum roll please. This is why we created the ABC Storytime Podcast, so that we can bring you and your little ones stories in Mandarin.
And since this is our intro episode, we'd love to tell you a little bit more about us. Our dream is that this ABC Storytime podcast will become a village of parents and caretakers who want to raise bilingual littles. To start off, I'm Grace, 小毛老师. I was born and raised in Taiwan and immigrated to the US with my family at the age of 10. Professionally, I am a speech-language pathologist, and I work with both children and adults in the medical setting. I am married to my college sweetheart, Lucas, who was born and raised in Malaysia, which means he was raised in a multilingual environment. It's so useful to have him around.
I bet.
Together, we have a babbling one-year-old named Zoe, whose first word was not mama or dada, but nay nay, which is milk in Chinese.
I love that. Girl does love her milk. And I'm Jane, 小花老师. I was born in mainland China and grew up in both China and Japan. I immigrated to the US with my parents at the age of 11. My professional background is in business, and I was a management consultant for almost a decade before deciding to be a stay-at-home mama for a period of time. I have been married for 6 years to my Marvel-loving husband, Ryan, who was born and raised in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and his only exposure to the Chinese culture was eating sweet and sour chicken at Jade's.
Oh my goodness.
He loves Chinese food now, so we're all good. We have an energetic, almost two-year-old, I would refer to as Bug or Yang Yang, and his favorite word is 抱抱, which is hold me in Chinese, and uh-oh.
And that is absolutely considered a word. It is a word.
We chose the name ABC Storytime because it truly communicates our hearts. ABC stands for American Born Chinese. As almost ABCs ourselves, who are now raising little ABCs, we want to expose our children to their Chinese heritage and hope that they fall in love with the beauty and complexity of Mandarin. We really believe that storytelling is one of the best ways to do this, as it boosts our child's speaking and listening skills, it encourages learning, and most importantly, it creates time for us to bond.
Yes. We want to invite you and your little ones on this journey with us and hope that ABC Storytime will provide an environment for you and your children to be whisked away in stories and create beautiful memories together. To join our community, subscribe to our mailing list in our show notes. When a new story is released, we will follow up with an email with links to where you can purchase the stories that were read in both languages as available, as well as some additional resources for you as you raise your bilingual littles.
Wherever possible, we're going to find the professionally translated versions of these books. However, in times where we cannot find the translated versions, we may be translating them ourselves. We ask for your grace, as we're not professional translators. We'll surely do our best, and we will let you know each time who the authors and translators are for each book.
Lastly, this is our first time ever doing a podcast, so we're learning as we go. We would love to hear your feedback for us. Share with us stories you and your little ones want to hear and create a community together. We are so glad you're here. We love you and...
我们爱你。